Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. That's just a little light language welcoming from the star beings above the Andes, from whichever particular group of star beings that we're talking to today. I'm very excited to be recording the first real episode, meaning the first one in which the star beings play the starring role. And they're very excited. I've been feeling for several hours this just rising excitement about let's get going. So here we are. Okay, so star beings, who has come to speak to us today? I'm sort of lifting off the lid, all the lid of physicality, the human thoughts, the doubts that come in, you know, that we all have. They want you to know that this is easier to do than you think. Wow, this is brand new stuff coming through, so this is fabulous. It makes me so happy when I start receiving clear messages that my mind, my human mind, would not have invented or thought of. Sorry for interrupting. Okay, I got excited. Let's go. This is easier than you would think. It is important to us that our listeners know that we're here for them as well. We are here primarily for them. Susan is our beloved partner in this project. I can feel them sort of hugging me close to them. Susan is one of us. We've known her for eons of time, ages. And you are amongst us too. You are amongst us. Each one is one with a group of star beings from some time or space, dimension. Everyone listening here has this connection to the stars, or they wouldn't be listening. You are all star beings, and you all have this innate possibility, potential, to simply connect into that star being aspect of yourself and receive the information, not only from your higher self, but from those beings who advise you, who connect with you, beings who want to help you carry out whatever project it is that you want to accomplish here during this lifetime on this earth. And you may have many. I want to ask something about that idea that we have projects to carry out. Because for a very long time, it has felt to me, until really recently, in fact, like that was an idea that felt heavy, a responsibility, an obligation, like we're here to complete some sort of mission. And what always opens my heart and makes me happy is hearing that we're here simply to experience joy while in physical form. I'm sure that there are other listeners who must feel the same, because for so many generations, we've been told that, you know, if you're a spiritual person, you have duties, responsibilities, you have to sacrifice, you're here to complete a mission. And all those things are not, they can be in conflict with happiness and joy. They can actually block the flow of energy, of love through our hearts and happiness and joy. And as we know, that blocks the flow of everything, including anything you want, prosperity, material wealth, material health, material happiness, material well-being and peace, and all that stuff that we all want for the planet. So, star beings, I'll be quiet and let you answer. How do you see? Okay, so they want to know what the question is. All right, what is the question? What's the difference between having projects that we want to do on this earth and having missions or something that we are obligated to take to carry out? Purpose. I'm asking about purpose. Yes, they said you're asking about purpose. I am. I'm asking, what's the difference between purpose and work? A project that comes from your heart is one that gives you joy. It's the only one worth doing. If you're worried about doing and what it requires of you and that it takes your energy, it's not the right doing. It's not that you're here to not do anything. Of course you need time to be. Of course you need more time to be than you need to do, because being must precede doing in order that the doing be worthwhile, be the right doing. It's important not only to do, but to do the correct thing for you. It's all about your own growth, your own expansion, and your own personal expression. The things you love to do, the things you love to talk about, think about, play with, create, are things that the world needs from you. Your contribution of the world to the world is creating your own joy, and the projects are just an expression of that joy. Okay, thank you. Do you want to give me a name for this group, for your group? Those beings speaking to us today, who are you? We're the Sisterhood of Grace. You know us, Susan, you know us. We come from the same Star Being Council that you do, the same group of star nations in the Andromedan Galaxy. We call ourselves a sisterhood because in this moment we're expressing support, love, kindness, compassion. We want to help all of these beings who are currently in form, all the star beings currently in form and listening to us. We want to send you the support of the star beings throughout the cosmos, throughout the universe, throughout the galaxy and many galaxies, our galaxy and your galaxy. All of your galaxies, because you, although you are presently in form on Earth as human beings, you may have come from galaxies far distant from this one, from the Milky Way. And we're here to give you the support, the love, the encouragement that is vitally important right now to human beings who are aligned with their spiritual purpose, their spiritual path, who are seeking, just feel that life has not been complete so far, and they're on the road to something else, but they don't know perhaps where they're going or what they're doing. We want to tell you that you are finding your way, even when you feel like you're stumbling around in the darkness. Why do so many of us feel that right now at this moment? There's been a lot of, I have experienced just a lot of up and down, higher, lower frequencies, old stuff coming up and days of grief and then followed by hours of joy. It's and waking up at night and this powerful energy downloads and all this sort of thing. And I've heard from friends who are having the same experiences. What's going on? We're opening all your chakras, pouring through you immense amounts of white light, golden light, and the pink ray of support and love. Cleansing energies. We're cleansing your field right now because this is what is happening. You still have remnants of the old hidden in certain pockets of memory, unconscious, subconscious thought and belief, muscles in the physical body, the energy body, and throughout lifetimes. And you are right now shedding all of that, letting it go, releasing it. And you've been doing this for a very long time, but this is the confusion, because sometimes it feels like you should be done with this now, and you think you are, and then it comes back. It's not coming back anymore. It's just washing away. And you are stepping through this portal. This is the 1111 portal, and you are stepping through it now. We are speaking to you in the time of the 1111 portal, November 11, 2020. We're recording within the energy imprint of that opening that occurs every year at this time. And as you step through that particular portal, this particular portal, what that means is you're entering a new field of grace, a new field of ease, a new field in which the higher frequency energies meet, match, and support your higher frequency energies so that the lower frequencies can melt away, can naturally drop off. Sisterhood of Grace, thank you for coming to talk to us. What else would you say? What else do you want me to ask you? Will everyone who hears this be able to plug into or connect to these energetic frequencies for themselves throughout time and space whenever they listen to this recording? Ole hai oi atikalai atikalalai animoi aninanai anilakonde kelekelekia koi atikalalala muki alikelekelekia kia kia. That is our intention. That is what we are doing now. We are setting that. We've just been setting that intention out there into action, taking the intention that the multitudes be able to connect to this. And we know that those multitudes aren't going to connect all on one day, all when this is first available to them. It will be just as powerful. The experience of hearing these tones and these words will be just as powerful whenever they are heard. Because we are recording this for the multitudes. We want the multitudes to hear our voices and to be blessed. And to be blessed, and to be blessed. Ari koi di kala kala kete tere ki, makara ni kala kala kete tere ki, alia koi ni kala kala ki ki. Thank you. What beautiful light language and beautiful message. Do you want to do some more opening of channels for people? I think that's what's coming to me, that there are. You're here to open some new channels in our listeners, to open, meaning energetic channels into their, I'm feeling in the solar plexus, which is where your power center and your sense of who you are in the world and how we interact in the world, how people respond to us, our identity. Adikokonikia, and that's also where some people call the Hara line enters the body more or less, just below the solar plexus. And that's our sort of central energy feeder line, our individuated center of consciousness, they say. Okay, we'd like to talk now. All right, talk. Hello.
kia kia kia. Ui tika la kila kia kohani ala kia ma la kila kila kida da la mani da da la kia kaya. Adi kala kila kia da 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 la kia 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 kia. Badi kala koho mono na 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 mo kia kia la 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 mo kia. Ui adi a ho. Take a deep breath, everyone, and release it. And receive these frequencies into your field. All you have to do is relax. If you're sitting or lying down, you can just put your hands palm up. That helps. But just relax. White light, fill each listener, fill each one. Touching each heart, the heart chakra in the middle of your chest. And the third eye. We want you to be able to see yourselves as the beautiful beings of light and love that you are. Beyond your stories, beyond your ideas about who you are. That's just energy entering the third eye to awaken within the mind all the realities of who you are. Beyond time and space, beyond human thought and dimension. And is there something else you want to talk about? I wanted me to ask you about before we end this episode, as we bring it to a close. We're sending feeder lines of light to every person who connects to the sound of our voices coming through this recording. Every one of you now can connect to us by calling our name, by saying the Sisterhood of Light. This is the only reason that we give ourselves a name. We don't need these names. They are only a part of who we are, but we're forming a collective for the purpose of this podcast, and we want every listener to know that all you have to do is call upon the Sisterhood of Light and ask for more energy, ask for new frequencies, and we can constantly upgrade your energy field and your frequencies, as we do for so many on this earth right now. And for Susan. Thank you, beautiful star beings, beautiful Sisterhood of Light. We hope to come to you again. We hope to come back many times. We're totally open to guest, to repeat appearances, to being repeat guests on this show. Our calendars are always open to you. Our hearts are always connected with yours. All you have to do is speak our names, and we will be talking with you again and again and again. We send you all our love, all our light, all our peace and grace and abundance and prosperity. All is well. all is growing, all is expanding, and you are blessed, and you are held in love and light. You are cared for, you are seen, you are heard. You are one of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
All right, I thank you very much, beloved Sisterhood of Light. That is fantastic. That was just so easy and filled with grace and love and light. Thank you for coming to speak to us today. And thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Susan Rensberger sending you love and light and joy and peace and grace from the beautiful Uco Valley at the foot of the Andes Mountains in Mendoza, Argentina. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.